Welcome to Guide Dogs for the Blind's class lecture material. This presentation is titled, Working Your Guide Dog on Platforms. Working on Platforms. Train stations can be above ground or underground. A subway or train platform is a raised walkway that allows passengers to enter on the same level as the car. This means that the raised platform can be several feet above the ground level of the tracks. Some platforms have a wide strip with textured bumps, also called truncated domes, that are designed to alert pedestrians that they are near the edge of the platform. Over time, these domes can wear down, becoming difficult to detect while walking. There are two types of platforms. Single edge. A platform with a single edge has only one track where trains arrive and depart. Normally, buildings or walls are on the other side of the platform. Double edge. Double-edged platforms have two tracks where trains arrive and depart. Along the center of the platform, there may be pillars, benches, or escalators. How to work along the platform. Orientation. When working your guide dog on a raised platform, it is important to be well oriented to the area. It is easy to become disoriented on a noisy platform and direct your guide dog in the incorrect direction. Choose the safest possible routes. Orientation to the platform area may include heeling your guide while using your long cane or utilizing human guide prior to working in the area with your guide dog. Working guidelines. In general, the fewer steps you travel along a platform, the better. Find out approximately where the train will stop on the platform and wait near that area. Whenever possible, walk with your dog between you and the platform edge, even if your train will arrive on the opposite side. On a double-edged platform, direct your dog to travel to the left of the center obstacles. On a single-edged platform, you will sometimes be the one to travel closest to the edge. In this case, encourage your dog to travel as far away from the edge as possible. Do this by using a modified sidewalkless technique. With the platform edge on your right, halt and make a left turn to the wall and praise and reward your dog. Then make a right to continue. Here are a few general safety guidelines. Since the loud noise of a train can be disorienting and even stressful, you may choose to halt your dog and wait for quiet before continuing guide work. Some stations are so busy that there is always a train coming or going. In this case, be cautious and attentive as you walk. Whenever working on the platform, if your dog is ever reluctant to respond to your verbal cues, you may be inadvertently directing them towards the platform edge. Your guide's hesitancy may indicate that it is not safe to continue. In this case, get more information before insisting that your dog responds to a directional cue. Whenever you realize that your dog purposely turns away from the edge in an effort to get farther away from it, offer meaningful praise and reward your dog. This is a great example of intelligent disobedience. While waiting for your train, face the tracks and stay several feet back from the edge. Wait until the train has arrived and come to a complete stop before you direct your dog to board. It is important for you and your dog to remain in close contact, in large part to prevent being separated with one of you on and one of you off the train. Whenever possible, work your dog on and off the train rather than heeling. This affords you the greatest accuracy in finding the doors when entering or exiting the vehicle. If the crowds are excessive as you attempt to enter a vehicle and your ability to move towards the door is hampered, then it may be wise to wait for the next train. Once inside the vehicle, move away from the doors. Keep your dog close to you by either continuing to hold the harness handle or by keeping a short leash. Do not allow your dog to move away from you for the duration of the ride. You may have a specific seat that you target, which is a good idea. However, if it is occupied, you may need to find an alternate seat or remain standing. Avoid any unnecessary movement within the vehicle, which may cause you to lose your balance or get too close to the doors. When getting off a train during busy periods, it is best to allow the crowd which left the vehicle with you to disperse before you continue with your travel. This will allow a space to open up for your dog to guide safely and effectively. Simply move away from the vehicle to a safe distance to ensure you are clear of the vehicle. Remember, always remain aware of your surroundings on platforms. A casual attitude could lead to orientation loss and potential danger. This concludes the class lecture on working your guide dog on platforms. Thank you for listening.